Good evening, everybody. I want to thank everybody for coming and watching our midweek message. And, you know, we've been coming together, meeting together as a scatter group. And officially, that's not taking place at this time until January again. It's been a great success. I do know that some people are still meeting together as a scatter group, and that's tremendous. And we thank the visitors that are coming as well. And you are a blessing, you know, to be part of, you know, you are a blessing to us to be part of this, and we're very thankful for that. And we also want to invite everybody out to our church gathered. And our church gathered is Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. At 9:15, though, we have our grounded ministry. This is our coffee ministry, coffee and hot drinks. And so from 9:15 to 9:45, we encourage you to come out. And what a great time of fellowship. And just, you know, once again, you know, it feels good to be able to come out and meet together and talk and encourage and laugh and tell stories and all of that. So very thankful for the fellowship that we have here, and encourage you to come out and invite somebody out also as well, you know, to our grounded ministry at 9:15 to 9:45. We're going to be in the book of Leviticus chapter 7. And Thanksgiving is coming up. It is one of my favorite times of the year. It's just a great time where we are encouraged to be, you know, to be thankful, And in Leviticus chapter 7 is the first time that we find the word Thanksgiving. I also believe that this is, you know, actually probably the first time where the form of the word thank, you know, thank you, thanks, you know, thanked, all of that is found as well. But definitely Thanksgiving. And you find it in the book of Leviticus, and you find it in conjunction with giving of offerings. And Israel would come and they would give certain offerings, you know, either several times a year, one time a year, just depending on that particular offering. And so we find Thanksgiving associated with the offerings. But before we get into Leviticus 7, let's go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for this evening, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to come into your word, to dive into your word, to share and study your word with each other. And so, Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that this will just be an encouragement to Wilton Baptist Church, to our friends, our family, Lord. And, you know, once again, just a reminder, Lord, of just how great you are and the relationship that we can have with you. And Father, Lord, we just we pray for all of the travels that'll be coming up, all the plans, all the holiday plans and everything, Lord, and just pray that you'll protect people, Lord, keep them safe as they're traveling. And Lord, I just pray that the relatives that we spend time with, and they might not know Christ, Lord, I pray that this will be an opportunity for us once again to share the gospel with them, Lord. And Lord, we love you. We just thank you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And so here in Leviticus chapter 7, verse 11, and this particular offering actually goes all the way to verse 36. But he says in verse 11, if he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice, verse 11, and this is the law of the sacrifice of peace offerings, which he shall offer unto the Lord. If he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer with the sacrifice of thanksgiving unleavened cakes, mingled with oil, unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Besides the cake, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of thanksgiving of his peace offerings. And so what they're bringing here is a peace offering. They're bringing a peace offering, but underneath the category of peace offering, you could offer it up as a desire for fellowship with the Lord. You could offer it up as a thanksgiving for the Lord, or you could offer it up as a fulfillment of a vow, okay, you know, to the Lord as well. And here you can see underneath, so one of the categories, one of the options is, I'm going to give this offering as a thanksgiving to the Lord. Here's my peace offering, and I'm offering it as a thanksgiving to the Lord. And you know what? We are commanded to give thanks. We are commanded to, you know, to bring thanks, to give thanks, to offer thanks. The Bible tells us in Leviticus 22, verse 29, and when you will offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto the Lord, offer it at your own will. Offer it at your own will. So we're supposed to bring a sacrifice to the Lord, but it's supposed to be voluntary, you know, voluntarily, you know, bring it of our own will. Psalm verses 50, verse 14 says, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. and pay thy vows unto the Most High. So when we're giving our thanks to the Lord, we also need to remember the promises that we have made to the Lord as well. And then Psalm 116, verse 17, I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. And a reminder that, yes, we are giving of thanks, but it's also, while we are giving of thanks, we are to remind ourselves, you know, why we're in this position anyway, you know, that we've called upon the Lord and he has answered our prayers and he provides for us and he gives us blessings. And so as I give thanksgiving to God, I'm going to remember to continue to call upon the Lord. Continue to call upon the Lord. So in Leviticus chapter 7, when we see this peace offering offered up as thanksgiving, there are certain requirements that go along with these offerings. I'm not going to get into all the different requirements of the different offerings. It's a tremendous study. I encourage you to do it. Leviticus 1 through 7, with the different offerings and what was required and the symbolism behind them. And all of them point to Jesus Christ. They all point to Jesus Christ and what he's done for us and what he continues to do for us as well. So when we look at this thanksgiving offering, this peace offering offered up as a thanksgiving, let's look at verse 15. He says in Leviticus chapter 7, verse 15, and the flesh of the sacrifice of his peace offerings for thanksgiving shall be eaten the same day that it is offered. He shall not leave any of it until the morning. Now, if you offered it as a thanksgiving offering, you needed to, the part that you were supposed to eat, you needed to eat all of it that day. You needed to eat all of it that day. Now, if you offered it as a voluntary offering, if you continue to read, shall be eaten. If the sacrifice of his offering be a vow or a voluntary offering, it shall be eaten the same day that he offered the sacrifice, and on the morrow also the remainder of it shall be eaten. And so you could, if you brought a peace offering and it was for Thanksgiving, you were to consume your part, all of it, that day. If you were to brought a peace offering and it was a voluntary offering or a vow offering, you could eat part of it that day, you could eat part of it the next day. And if you continue to read, you realize you can't eat any of it the third day. It needs to be discarded. It needs to be discarded. So when you brought your offering of thanksgiving, okay, your part in it, you bring it to the Lord, but then you were supposed to eat it that day. Why make sure you eat it that day? Or even with the other offering, why make sure that you eat it, you know, in 2 days, but not the third day? Well, there's always health reasons for it, for one reason. But one author was writing and said, our offering, you know, our offering to the Lord, and, you know, specifically our thanksgiving offering to the Lord, should never be a stale offering. Should never be a stale offering. In other words, we don't drag out our thanksgiving. And one way that we can look at it is, have anybody ever thanked you for something? Okay. They thanked you for something, and then you did something else for them, or you did something along the same lines, okay? And the next time they didn't thank you for it, okay? And not that we're doing something to always, you know, look for a thankfulness, but if you cook dinner for somebody, you know, and they say thank you, this dinner was tremendous, that's awesome, I appreciate the effort that you did in order to cook dinner for, you know, for me, for the family, and so on. And the next day you cook dinner, okay? And so you cook dinner for the family. One day they said thank you. And then the next day there was no thank you. There was no appreciation. There was no that this isn't any good. And you talk to your kids or, you know, maybe your husband, you know, or maybe your wife, but we'll go with husband. And you say, hey, you know, yesterday you were very thankful for it. I mean, you know, what about today? You know, was it okay? Was it any good? You go, well, yeah, it was great. But I thanked you yesterday. Well, that would be, you know, a stale thanksgiving. You know, you're trying to drag it out. You know, well, I thanked you for it a while back. Look, our relationship with God is never stale. It's always fresh. New mercies every day. You know, a guidance every day, a step every day directed by God. Peace every day, joy every day. We should be thankful. And so when we bring an offering of thanksgiving, it's not a one-time deal. And it's something that we should not just do once, and not something that we should just drag out and say, well, one day I thank the Lord for it. I'm pretty sure I thank God for it last month. No, this is something that needs to be brought before the Lord constantly and continually. And, you know, just a reminder of, you know, just how much God has taken care of us and how much he takes care of us all the time. You know, we joke a lot of times around the holiday season how there are certain people that only show up, you know, for Christmas or Easter. You know, we need to make sure as Christians that, you know, we're not only thanking God seriously one time of year, and then that's our Thanksgiving service or our Thanksgiving meal, but we are, you know, but we are thanking God, you know, on a constant basis. Also, if you look in verse 19, and the flesh that toucheth any unclean thing shall not be eaten, it shall be burnt with fire. And as for the flesh, all that be clean shall eat thereof. Okay, shall eat thereof. But the soul that eateth of the flesh shall the sacrifice of peace offerings that pertain unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, even that soul shall be cut off from his people. And you can continue to read, but here the idea is that when we come before the Lord and we offer a peace offering and we offer a thanksgiving offering, we should do so with a pure heart. We should be clean. We should be clean. Not only are what we offering to the Lord is clean, but we ourselves need to be clean. You know, when we go to the Lord in prayer, you know, a lot of times our prayer should be a prayer of thankfulness. Okay, a prayer of thankfulness. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we are coming to the Lord with a clean heart and repentance if necessary. And, you know, a lot of times we'll, you know, to give you an idea, when we see people who say, they'll throw out there, well, I'm thankful for our country. I'm thankful for our country and what it stands for. But then you see, you know, either the laws that they're trying to pass or the actions that are taking place that doesn't lead to the benefit of our country, but actually leads to the destruction of what our country was founded upon. You see that the words and the actions don't make any sense. They don't make any sense, and it's a frustrating time. You know, it's hard to argue with somebody in one sense who says, "Well, you know, this is my country and I love it, and you can't judge me." But at the same time, when you see what they're doing and you see their, you hear their words and you see their actions, it's hard not to judge. It's hard not to judge because you realize that's not what our country was founded upon. You know, and so I draw that comparison with, you know, with Christians who will come to the Lord and they'll say, Lord, I'm very thankful for the life that you have given me, but they refuse to live their life for God. The words and the actions don't make any sense. It's hard to take that thankfulness seriously when the purity isn't there, when the cleanness isn't there. If we're living a life contradicting his word, it's very hard to be thankful for his word. It's like a child being thankful for their parents, but constantly all the time rebelling, okay, and showing disrespect or disobedience. And, you know, or a person that's thankful for their job, but they refuse to tithe. Lord, I thank you for your job, for the job that you've given me, but I refuse to give, you know, of my tithes and offerings that I know that I'm supposed to give. Or a Christian is thankful for heaven, but refusing to witness or even lay up treasures in heaven as well. When we thank God, we need to come to him with a pure heart as well. And so our words and our actions need to make sense for it to be a real thanksgiving. To be a real thanksgiving. You know, if we're going to be thankful for the Bible, we need to read it and obey it. If we're going to be thankful for prayer, take advantage of it. Come to God in prayer. And thankful for fellowship, you know. I think our church showed a tremendous thankfulness for fellowship in just the scattered groups alone. You know, the attendance was tremendous, and thank the Lord for that. I've only been here for like a year and a half. But from what I'm told, that our attendance on Wednesday nights or Tuesday nights, whatever, you know, combined has been greater than the normal midweek service that, you know, was here a few years ago. That's tremendous. And thank the Lord for that fellowship. So our actions, you know, backed up our words, so to speak, when it came to thankfulness. When we come with thanksgiving, let's also come with a determination to live like we are thankful. Okay, so when they brought the peace offering, they were to come with a purity, a pure heart. When they brought the peace offering, they weren't supposed to draw out the offering, you know, with thanksgiving. They were supposed to consume it, actually, that particular same day when it was a thanksgiving offering. When they bring a thanksgiving offering, look at verse 24. He says, "And the fat of the beast that dieth of itself, and the fat of that which is torn with the beast, may be used in any other use, but you shall in no wise eat of it." So Leviticus 7, verse 24, he says, there's the fat thereof, and what belongs to the Lord is what he's saying. What belongs to the Lord, you don't touch. You don't eat any of it. And in verse 26, "Moreover, you shall eat no manner of blood, whether it be of the fowl or of beast, in any of your dwellings. Whatsoever soul it be that eateth any manner of blood, even that soul shall be cut off from his people." Okay, and the Lord spake unto Moses. And so with the offering, okay, that was brought to the Lord, we know that part of it was to be consumed by you, the thanksgiving offering. You know, whoever brought the thanksgiving offering, part of it was to be consumed by them, but not the fat thereof. And definitely not the blood thereof. You know, the fat represents the goodness and the abundance that God continually gives to us day in and day out. And life is blood. You know, life is blood. And, you know, the picture is, you know, that when it comes to blessings and provisions, we rely on God. And when it comes to life, we rely on God. So when we come with thanksgiving, let's make sure that we come, you know, bringing our best to God, recognizing that the reason why we have the best, if you will, the abundance, is because of what God continues to give us. And let's come with, you know, giving him our life. When we recognize, I mean, think about this, when we recognize who is providing us life, okay, and who is providing, you know, the blessings and the provisions every single day, that helps keep our priorities straight. That helps keep our priorities straight. And God should be number one in our life. He should be number one in our life. And you know what? When we first moved up to New York, a lot of people would say something along the lines, "Why are you going to move to New York? You know, why are you going to move to New York?" And our answer was, "It's God's will for us to move to New York." And they would say, one of the things that they would say is, "Well, what about taxes?" And taxes are definitely a lot more ridiculous here than they are in Oklahoma, even though Oklahoma is catching up, unfortunately. And my answer, and I wasn't trying to be flippant about it, my answer was, you know, God will pay my taxes. You know, now I don't fill out my W-2 and say God will provide. Okay, it doesn't work like that. But you understand where I'm coming from. If God is going to bring me and my family to a certain place, then God is also going to take care of us. And, you know, whether it's taxes or a new vehicle or, you know, home, clothes, whatever it may be. And God has always taken care of. My taxes have been paid every year. And my job doesn't take care of me. God takes care of me. You know, I don't put food on the table. God puts food on the table. Now he uses me and he uses my job to be able to do that. But when I recognize and acknowledge that God, it is you that is providing all of this, then my priorities will always be right. You know, it'll be God first, not my job first, not my family first, you know, not culture first. It'll always be God first, because God is the one that's providing the blessings. God is the one that's providing life. So when they brought this offering, this Thanksgiving offering, okay, they made sure that the fat thereof went to the Lord, and they made sure that they did not consume the blood, because the blessings was God, and God also provides life. Also, in verse 30, really quickly here, he says, "His own hands shall bring the offerings of the Lord made by fire, the fat with the breast, it shall he bring, that the breast may be waved for a wave offering before the Lord." Now, this is also part of the peace offering and the thanksgiving offering. He says, you know, the fat with the breast he shall bring, the breast may be waved for a wave offering before the Lord. And one rabbi, he put it like this. He says, the person bringing the offering would put his hand here, and then the priest would put his hand here, and then they would actually wave, you know, something like this, okay? Now, that was one particular rabbi, one particular source that I found, but there was definitely a ritual with it, and it was called a wave offering, okay? And then that part, the fat thereof went to the Lord, but then the rest of it was consumed by the person that brought the offering. And, you know, why? You know, why, once again, did they have to wave it before the Lord? Well, they were dedicating it to the Lord, regardless of the fact that it was still going to them. Think about when you pray for your food. Sometimes we'll pray something along the lines of, Lord, thank you for this food. Please bless it and please help it to strengthen my body in order that I can serve you better. You know what that is? That is a wave offering. You're asking God to not only bless it, but you're dedicating it as well. Now, when you're eating McDonald's, that might be a little bit of a stretch, you know, but at the same time, that's what we're doing. When we bring a Thanksgiving offering, there's also the wave part of it as well, where God, you're asking God to, you're dedicating it to the Lord. You're dedicating it to the Lord. So when we look at Leviticus chapter 7, you see a peace offering, but when we bring a peace offering, that is, you know, our Thanksgiving offering. I love those two words, peace and Thanksgiving. I believe it's really hard to have peace in your life when you're not a thankful person. When you're not a thankful person. If we want peace with God, let's be thankful for everything that God is doing, you know, in our life. And once again, we just see, you know, we're reminded of, you know, when we bring the offering to the Lord, let's make sure we're constantly bringing new Thanksgiving. You know, let's not make it stale. And then when we're bringing an offering to the Lord, okay, when we're bringing an offering to the Lord, let's make sure, you know, there's a dedication there, like with the wave offering that we read about, there's a dedication. And then when we bring an offering to the Lord, okay, let's be reminded of, you know, the reason why we have the offering in the first place. God provides the blessing and God provides the life. And so let's make sure we give God what is His. And then we thank God for what He allows us to have as well. And then when we bring an offering before the Lord, it really is important that we come with a pure heart, a clean heart, saying, Lord, I just, you know, I thank you for the life that you've given me. I thank you for the provisions. But, you know, maybe this will be a time where, you know, there's some things I've been holding back and I need to ask for forgiveness for that. And once again, make sure that I'm putting you first, you know, in every area of my life. That concludes our Leviticus 7 there, study of the Thanksgiving offering. I encourage you to look at all the other different types of offerings. It's an incredible study, and there's a lot of helps out there that can help you out with that. And I just want to, you know, thank everybody once again for being part of our midweek messages, you know, our service there. And I encourage you to share, you know, these messages with people. You know, it'll give people a good idea of what we're doing and with the questions that come with it as well. It gives people a good time to reflect and to grow, not only with each other, but especially with the Lord. Once again, thank you for everything. Have a great rest of the week. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you that we can come to a God with thankfulness. You know, we can thank you for your love and your provision and your guidance. And Lord, help us to do this all the time. Lord, help us to come to you constantly and be sincere and be just truly thankful. And Father, Lord, help us to be so thankful that people just see it. They see it. They're just like, man, you just seem to be a satisfied person that's just content with life. And we can just sit there and say, well, you know, I have a God who takes care of me. And so, Lord, we just pray for Wilton Baptist Church. We pray that we continue to grow and to serve you the way that you would have us to, Lord. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Have a good night.